Members of the Marathon County Democratic Party last night voted unanimously to circulate petitions to recall any Republican who votes with the governor to remove collective bargaining rights for state workers. Party Chairman Jeff Johnson said a likely target would be freshman State Senator Pam Galloway, who was just elected in November.
We're actually going to have to wait. They have to be in office for 1 year before they're subject to a recall. But this is the type of issue that can change people's lifelong voting patterns. Lifelong Republicans who are negatively affected by this will never vote Republican again.
Senator Galloway told Wisconsin Public Radio that she supports the governor's bill, and she said the recall threat against her and other office holders amounted to, quote, bullying. That opinion was shared by Bruce Trueblood, chairman of the Marathon County Republican Party.
Bully tactics rarely work. We're a nation of independent thinkers. We're a state of independent thinkers. So I don't think it will succeed. I don't think they're going to succeed in an effort that is based on bullying.
While office holders who were elected in November can't face a recall until next year, Democrat Johnson said there are Republican senators in other parts of the state who could face an immediate challenge.
Senator Hopper from the Fond du Lac area, Senator Kapanke from the La Crosse area would be subject to immediate recall because they did not stand for election in 2010.
Trueblood said the Marathon County Republican Party will fight any recall effort. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.